There's a very simple item that helps babies born very early survive. It's something one Richland resident had found out that babies in nearby hospitals need. Beanies. So she decided to help crochet some very tiny hats. Correspondent Courtney Flatt has more.
Judy Alder just loves babies. So much so that she spends most of her free time crocheting tiny beanies for their tiny heads.
This is so simple. A child could do it.
One of her specialties? The smallest of hats for very sick babies in neonatal intensive care units, or NICUs.
I just think the babies would be so beautiful in them.
Alder lives at the Senior Living Center, Brookdale, Richland. A few years ago, an employee there gave birth to twin preemies. The hospital didn't have hats for newborns. The 76-year-old decided she could help fill that gap.
It was something I could do with these hands, because I can't do a lot of things.
Alder stitches hats throughout the year. She delivers hats each Christmas holiday. For the past 3 years, she's made more than 50 hats per year, all going to Cadillac Regional Medical Center in Richland, just down the street from where she lives.
We didn't even get to go inside the first time. They met us at the door and took the hats because it was during the bad COVID.
So far this year, Alder has made at least 67 hats. As the only level 3 NICU in the region, the hospital has 28 beds for sick babies. Parents and babies from all around southeastern and central Washington go there. The unit treats babies at the edge of viability to full-term infants that need extra care. Anna Roble manages the NICU at the hospital. She says babies born very early need those tiny beanies to help regulate their temperatures.
All babies are born with this extra layer of what's called brown fat, whose number one job is to create heat in a baby and help maintain body warmth.
But that's not so with preemies.
That brown layer of fat was missed because it's developed in the last month of pregnancy.
She says that's why it's a struggle to keep preemies warm. The babies can't be dressed. Cue heating lamps, incubators, and hats.
Everything is miniature. Everything is immature. Their liver, their stomachs, their brains. Being able to see when they're struggling by the way that they're pulling and breathing. Babies can't say, I don't feel well or this hurts.
Roble says temperature is one of the main things nurses monitor to gauge an infant's stability. Cold can stress the babies. She says preemie parents in the NICU also greatly appreciate Alder's gesture during a scary and vulnerable time.
When they come to the NICU, there's not a lot. When you have an itty-bitty little baby, they start to feel a little bit out of control, but that gives the family back control. Make some choices. Choose a cute hat for your baby.
It's something I know well, or rather, my parents do. When I was born a few decades ago, apparently I wanted a head start on life. My mom delivered me at 26 weeks old. I weighed 1 pound, 15 ounces. My dad told me someone also knitted me hats while I took up residence at the NICU at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital of Dallas. Helping today's babies, Alder carries her loom and needle with her at all times of the day.
And you wrap, and then you take the needle, and you pull it through, and keep on until you get it big enough for a hat.
She says she's not going to stop making hats.
As long as my hands will let me.
I'm Courtney Flatt in Richland, Washington.